want you to shout with me. And I want you to loosen up or whatever, but I want to teach you a few things. Amen. And we're not in a time to draw back, not a time to get slack. Amen. And we try to make Sunday morning to be everything we need to do through the week. Did you hear what I said? But every day, say that with me, we are the church. How many days? Okay, every day, we are the church. Every day, we, the church, should be moving. Amen. Amen. Everywhere we go, we are the church. And when Adam sinned, something moving, something, an enemy invaded this earth realm. We could tell by the first family, and we're moving on. We could tell by the first family something had happened. But we didn't see it until Adam committed high treason. Cain killed his brother because he did a good deed. I'm going to say it again. I don't think you heard it. Cain killed his brother because he did a good deed. He obeyed God. Brought the sacrifice and the offering that God required. And Cain got jealous and killed him. And when God questioned him about it, he wanted to get smart with God. Didn't he? Am I my brother killer? Knowing what he's done. It's because of this, Cain, you a great price is on your head. Amen. But we have a second last Adam, Jesus. Ooh. Restored to us everything the first one gave away. And we have an enemy just like the one that worked through Cain, trying to steal from us now. He's using everything he can, but we got too much light. I'm going to say it again. But we have too much light. And when the light is shining, you can't do a lot of stuff in the light and not be seen. This wicked stuff is done where? In the dark, behind closed doors, not out in the open. We have too much light. Amen. All right. Glory to God. My subject this morning is laugh. My subject is the sound of the voice of joy. How many people in this place got joy? One, two, three, four, I heard. Yes, sir. I heard one, two, three, four. Can I get a fifth one?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The sound of the voice of joy. Jeremiah, and I want Jeremiah 33 and verse 11. I'm going to read from the King James first, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It says, that verse says, talks about a lot of things having a voice, but we are going to zero in on joy this morning. Okay? I'm going to read the entire verse from the King James and the Amplified Bible. And it says in the King James, the voice of joy. What other word? We know joy has a voice. The voice of gladness. Joy make you have gladness. The voice of the bridegroom. The voice of the bride. The voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good. How is the Lord? For his mercy endures forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, says the Lord. What he will call a return of what? Captivity of the land. The Amplified, listen to it. The sound of the voice of joy. The Amplified add, the sound, that means joy has a sound. If you're quiet, ain't no joy heard from you. There isn't any joy heard from you. You can't be joyful with your eyes closed and mouth closed, hand folded. Hallelujah.